This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Wall Street tends to attract the best and the brightest because of the crazy pay and the cushy work conditions. Manufacturing in America also wants the best and brightest talent, but there are challenges. First, there's the ever-present danger of outsourcing overseas. But there's also a problem that manufacturing work is seen as grimy. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from Connecticut on how the industry is fighting back.
The MFG4 convention in Hartford is mostly dudes in polos and khakis, networking, checking out machines. But gaze lower and you'll notice smaller conference goers.
Can I see?
Oh my God.
Young students are here on a field trip. Here's sixth grader Isabella Galm's idea of manufacturing.
Boring stuff, like making clothes and stuff.
She's in a magnet school engineering class. Debbie Holton of the manufacturing group SME wants tech-savvy young people like her to get a different view.
We encourage manufacturers to open up their doors.
What I'm going to do is just run you a very high-speed part to show you how quick these machines are. They're really cool.
The student's day includes a visit to Trump, a nearby industrial laser plant. They get a kick out of the light show as a super-fast machine sears a pattern into metal.
It's warm.
Yep, just a little bit.
Trump manager Annette Doyle says she just needs to get people inside and show them that modern American factories are clean and safe, not the grimy assembly lines of the past.
A lot of people, it seems to me, still have pictures out of history books in their minds when it comes to manufacturing.
But manufacturing has another image problem. Alliance for American Manufacturing President Scott Paul believes the more pressing image issue is job insecurity.
The kids I talk to are not dumb. I mean, they have seen waves of manufacturing layoffs, including, in many circumstances, some of their parents.
Some 6 million U.S. manufacturing jobs disappeared last decade. Only 500,000 new ones have come back since. Robot laser show-and-tells won't work if folks don't believe the comeback is real. After a full day of high tech, Isabella Gall boards her school bus with a new view of manufacturing.
What do you think it is now?
I think it's basically the future.
Okay, one down. But manufacturers will need a lot more converts. In Connecticut, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.